Welcome to the Race with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day with life with Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for January 21st, 2019, Exodus chapter 3 and the first portion of chapter 4. Now Moses was shepherding the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, a priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in blazing fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but the bush was not burning up. So he said, "I will go over and look at this amazing sight to find out why the bush is not burning up." When the Lord saw that Moses had gone over to take a look, God called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." Moses said, "I am here." The Lord said, "Do not come any closer. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." He then said, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have certainly seen the misery of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their cry for help because of their slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now indeed, the Israelites' cry for help has come to me. Yes, I have seen how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." So Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" So he said, "I will certainly be with you. This will be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will serve God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what should I say to them?" So God replied to Moses, "I am who I am." He also said, "You will say this to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is how I am to be remembered from generation to generation. Go gather the elders of Israel and tell them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have certainly been paying attention to you and to what they have done to you in Egypt. So I have said that I will bring you up from the misery in Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and to the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. They will listen to your voice. Then you and the elders of Israel will go to the king of Egypt, and you will say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Now let us go on a 3-day journey into the wilderness, so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.' But I know that the king of Egypt will not allow you to go unless he is forced to do so by a powerful hand. So I will reach out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in their midst. Afterward, he will let you go. I will give this people favor with the Egyptians, so that when you go, you will not go out empty-handed. Each woman is to ask her neighbor, as well as any woman staying in her house, for articles of silver, articles of gold, and of clothing. You are to put them on your sons and daughters. In this way, you will plunder the Egyptians." Chapter 4. But Moses responded, "What if they do not believe me, and do not listen to my voice, but instead they say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you'?" So the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "A staff." The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, so he ran away from it. The Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand and take it by the tail." He stretched out his hand and took hold of it, and it became a staff in his hand. The Lord said, "This sign is being given to you, so that the Israelites will believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." The Lord also said to him, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So he put his hand inside his cloak, and when he took it out, his hand was leprous, as white as snow. Then the Lord said, "Put your hand back inside your cloak." So he put his hand inside his cloak again, and when he took it out of his cloak, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. The Lord said, If they do not believe you or do not respond to the first sign, they might believe because of the second sign. If they do not believe even these two signs or listen to your voice, you are to take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the Nile will become blood on the dry land. But Moses said to the Lord, "Please, Lord, I have never been eloquent, either in the past or more recently, or even since you started speaking to your servant, for my mouth and tongue are slow and clumsy." So the Lord said to him, "Who made a mouth for people? Or who makes someone deaf or mute, able to see or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be your mouth, and I will teach you what you will speak." But he said, "Please, Lord, send somebody else." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and the Lord said, "What about Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Look, he is already coming out to meet you. He'll be very glad to see you. You will speak to him and put the words into his mouth. I will be your mouth and with his, and I will teach you what you are to do. He will speak to the people for you, so that it will be as if he were your mouth and you were God to him. You also take this staff in your hand, the one with which you will perform the signs." This is the word of our God. One takeaway. Here we are, right around 1400 BC, maybe 1500, somewhere in between there, 1580, 1540. And Abraham has been dead for 500 years. Isaac and Jacob have both been dead for over 400 years. But when God appears in the burning bush, he says, "I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob." And Jesus makes this point when he's talking with the Sadducees in Matthew, I think during Holy Week discussion. He says, you know what? The reason that God says that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is because they're still alive. That's the point that he makes, that God still is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because those men, even though they were dead, they were still worshiping the same true God. And how true it is, and how wonderful that is for you and for me, that even when the Lord takes you out of earth and takes your soul to heaven and your body is placed in the ground, even still, you who have been baptized into Christ, who have been raised with Jesus, you will still be worshiping the same God that we worship now. So there's fellowship there, obviously, and there's also every reason to encourage our loved ones, to speak to our loved ones and say, you know, this is what it's going to be. This is what's going to happen after the Lord takes me to heaven. But even though I will be there, you could still worship the same God that I will be worshiping. Why don't you come meet him today? That beautiful truth, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the same I am that we worship today, and the same I am that, Lord willing, your great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be worshiping as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless your day.